This all started in 9/11. 9/11 changed the world, changed you, changed everybody watching. John Kerry, your opponent, has said at the convention, had I been reading to children and had my top aide whispered in my ear, America's under attack, I would have told those kids very nicely and politely the President of the United States has something he needs to attend to. Has the film been showing you sitting? What was going, let's explain this so we hear it from the other side.
Well, I had just been told by Andrew Carr that America was under attack, and I was collecting my thoughts, and I was sitting with a bunch of young kids, and I made the decision there that we would let this part of the program finish, and then I would calmly stand up and thank the teacher and thank the children and go take care of business. And I think what's important is how I reacted when I realized America was under it.
Thank you. Take us under the title of the story. Get ready.
The tango.
Yes, the tango. Fingers under the first word of the story. Get ready to read the story the fast way. Get ready.
The girl has a tango.
Go on.
She likes to go running with her tango.
Go on.
She plays with her tango.
Try again. Get ready for the beginning of that sentence. Get ready.
She plays with her goat in her house.
Go on.
She played with her goat in her yard.
Good job, go on.
But the goat did something that made the girl mad.
Let's clean that up. Get ready for
Apple's
butt. Get ready.
But the goat did something that made the girl mad.
Go on.
The goat did things.
Go on.
He made him and he made
try that again. Get ready. Good job. Go on. Go on. Try that again. Get ready. Good job. Go on. What's behind the word said?
Comma.
And what does that comma mean?
No.
And let's read that sentence again. Get ready.
One day her husband let go.
Go on.
He came to me.
Try that again. Go on.
He came to me.
What is that word?
He.
Found it out.
He.
What word?
He.
Start from the beginning of that sentence. Go on.
He came to me.
Go on. What's behind the word said?
Comma.
And what does that comma mean?
Let's
read that sentence again. Let's start from the girl.
The girl said that if you let the goat stay with us, I will see that he stops eating
all the things. Nice and loud, crisp voices. Let's go.
Her head said, we will try it.
Go on.
So the goat said, and the girl made a stop eating, and
good job, that was a mouthful. Turn your page. Let's go. From the beginning, fingers under the first word, let's go.
But one day her car robber came to the girl's house.
Go on.
She saw a big red car near the house and said, I will steal that car.
Go on.
She ran to the car and started to open the door.
Go on.
The girl came to the door.
Very impressive. Thank you all so very much for showing me your reading skills. I bet they practice too, don't you?
Oh, yes. Everybody has homework.
Read more than they watch TV?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
You trying to do that? Read more than watch TV? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's great. Very cool. Very important to practice. That's great.
Didn't take me long to figure out we're at war. It didn't take me long to develop a plan that would go after Al Qaeda. We went in action very quickly.
So you think the criticism was unwarranted?
Oh, I think it's easy to second guess a moment.
What was
but what is relevant is whether or not I understand and understood then the stakes. And I recognized that we were at war, and I made a determination that we would do everything we could to bring those killers to justice and to protect the American people.
Wasn't
it was
that
my
one,
most solemn duty.
Wasn't one of the hardest 7 minutes of your life?
Well, it's there have been a lot of hard moments in my life.
I mean, at that moment, to hear that news.
Yes, it was. I was trying to understand exactly what it meant. But there have been a lot of hard moments. It was hard to go to the Ground Zero on September the 14th, 2001, and see those workers and policemen and women and the firefighters who had been searching the rubble looking for their loved ones. That was a hard moment.
Truth. I mean, everything wasn't perfect.
No, listen, this is some things happened that you know, it was hard to predict, and some things didn't happen that we thought were going to happen. For example, we thought they'd blow up the oil fields, or that there'd be mass starvation or refugees. Now, here's the way I do my job. I set the strategies, and I asked the experts to provide the tactics. And General Tommy Franks came into my office. I said, "General, do you have everything you want?" I'll never forget the day that we launched the war. And at my heart of hearts, I know that diplomacy had failed. The last option of a president ought to be to commit troops. Lars Wright, it is a very serious decision. And I went down to the Situation Room in the basement of the White House, and there was Tommy on the screen. And I said to him, "General Franks, you have everything you need. Are you satisfied with the plan, and you have all you need?" And he looked at me and said, "Yes, sir, Mr. President." And I went around to all the other commanders that he had assembled there on the video, and to a person, they said they had what they needed. I said, gave the order to the Secretary of Defense, Tommy, salute. I said, "God bless you," and left. And the reason I tell you that story is that Tommy. General Franks, now Tommy, knew me well enough to be able to walk right in the Oval Office and say, "Mr. President, we don't have what we need. We need more, or this or that."
Well, excuse me. Does the buck, though, stop with you?
Absolutely.
President Kennedy was told the Bay of Pigs would go smoothly, and then he took the rap, he said.
I'm taking a rap, too, of course.
So does the buck does stop.
Absolutely. That's what elections are about. The American people can go in that voting booth and decide whether or not.
So is that what led you to say on that ship that the battle is over?
No, I didn't say that. Now, let's be careful about that. I went on the aircraft carrier to thank a crew.
The sign said that. Right?
No, the sign said mission accomplished.
Yeah.
It didn't say the battle was over. The Battle of Iraq is one victory in a war on terror that began on September the 11th, 2001, and still goes on. And tonight, I have a special word for Secretary Rumsfeld, for General Franks, and for all the men and women who wear the uniform of the United States. America is grateful for a job well done.
Well,
she didn't say the battle was over. It said mission accomplished. And I was talking to sailors and pilots who had been on an extended tour, I think maybe the longest in a long period of time. This carrier was both in Afghanistan and in Iraq. And I wanted to look them in the eye and say, "Thank you for doing your job." In the speech I gave on the carrier deck, I also went on to say, there is more hard work to do. And I'll do it again. I would do it again. I think I have an obligation as the commander-in-chief to do a couple of things as far as the military goes. Thank the military every chance I get. The other day, last night in Phoenix, it was a huge crowd, and there was a woman holding up a sign that said, "My son is in Iraq." And I singled her out, and I said, "I just want to tell you, man, your son is providing a noble service during these historic times, and I want to thank you and your son for sacrificing for long-term peace." And I owe an obligation to our troops.
Was the sign a mistake?
I don't know. I mean, some people make a big deal out of it. It was not a mistake to go to the carrier. And there was certainly no intention to say that this was over. Quite the contrary, if people had listened to what I said, hard work to do. And there's hard work to do. I think it's an unrealistic expectation to say that Iraq was going to be a free society instantly, or not instantly, nearly instantly after Saddam Hussein had been removed from power. Because this is a man who had brutalized people for years. And
so why are so many of them so upset?
Well, you know, so many so...
Maui, the holding pictures of Mitada al-Sadr and...
Phoenix. Also fighting underway in the city of Al-Qud, about 100 miles south of Baghdad.
Plumes of smoke drift over Najaf as American forces take the battle with Shia militias to the heart of the city.
And he's so upset. You mean the Baathists, why are they? Baathists? Well, they're upset because they're not in power. And but by far the vast majority of Iraqis want to live in a free and peaceful world.
Was the thing with Mr. Chalabi, on looking back, was that a mistake?
but he came with a delegation of Iraqi citizens and leaders that we were able to herald to our country. It was important to say that people here want to be free and they want to self-govern. And it's important for the Americans to know that. And whether or not Chalabi broke law or, you know, violated this or that, the facts will be known on that, and hopefully it'll be dealt by the Iraqis in a fair way.
So you reserve judgment?
Yeah.
How will Mr. Hussein be tried?
By the Iraqis.
You know,
in a fair way, I really don't.
That's solely up to them.
You bet. Listen, the governing of their country is up to them. They are a sovereign government. We are there at their request. They want us to be there.
If they say go, you go.
You bet.
So if that governing council were to say tomorrow...
See you later. Yeah, they're not going. They have to. But it's their country. We said we'd pass sovereignty, and we did. And I believe the American people know my style of leadership. They know what to expect. And they understand that the commander-in-chief must not waver in this era, that we must continue to stay on the offense. But they also began to understand my deep desire to spread liberty around the world as a way to help secure our country in the long run. I think we have an obligation to lead. I mean, and we will lead, and we will continue to work with others in a vast coalition. Now, this debate on coalitions is a very interesting debate. It's sometimes I think they're basically saying that there's no such thing as a coalition unless the French are involved. But the truth of the matter is the French are involved in Afghanistan, and the French have been involved in Haiti. The French government just didn't agree with the decision to remove Saddam Hussein from power, and therefore there was a difference of opinion on that issue. But I will argue that Saddam Hussein out of power has made the world a better place and a safer place.
Even without weapons of mass destruction.
Well,
the American people know that Saddam Hussein has weapons of mass destruction. By the way, he declared he didn't have any. 1441 insisted that he had a complete declaration of his weapons. He said he didn't have any weapons.
The mission, I just remember what the mission was. When you commit troops to war, you must have a clear mission. Should we be forced to commit our troops because of his failure to disarm, the mission will be complete disarmament, which will mean regime change. It's not the mission in 1990.
We thought we'd find stockpiles. The whole world thought we'd find stockpiles.
We've begun the search for hidden chemical and biological weapons, and already know of hundreds of sites that will be investigated.
But what we do know is Saddam Hussein had the capability of making weapons of mass destruction, and after September the 11th, a risk we could not take was that he would share that capability with our enemies. Let me say one other thing. Had we not moved, Saddam Hussein would be even more powerful. He would have defied the world again after 11 years of defiance, he would have defied the world again and would have been even more dangerous.
So you'd do it again?
Absolutely. We made the right decision.
Would you send more troops, though?
Yeah. And
everything couldn't have been perfect. You certainly didn't expect. Let me pick that up in a minute.
I do think it's important for us to promote a culture of life in America. I think it's very important. I think a society which promotes a culture of life is a compassionate society and a decent society. And it makes it easier if you have a culture of life to wrestle with these very difficult decisions. I mean, there's, you know, should there be, you know, suicides? I mean, you know, allow people to
assisted
suicides. I mean, there's a lot of issues that are very important.
Isn't that a dilemma?
There's a lot of dilemmas.
Dilemma.
That's
all
the whole
dilemmas.
Point. They're not easy issues, but if you believe that the job is to promote a culture of life in society, the issues become more clear. When I asked, I professed my faith.
Does it come to the office?
Does
the faith come to the office? By that I mean...
You can't separate your faith from your life.
In the words of the prophet Isaiah, to the captives come out, and to those in darkness be free. Thank you for serving our country and our cause. May God bless you all, and may God continue to bless America.